All right, we will call to order City of Berkeley Lake Planning Zoning Commission today, September 10th, 2024 at 7:15. Approval or changes to the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Yes.
Yes.
All right. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next, approval of minutes from August 13th. Has everyone had a chance to read through those?
Yep.
Pretty simple meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. There being no old business, we'll move on to new business. Planning zoning variance 24-07. It's a 266 Lakeshore Drive variance to section 78-197, subpart 6. Elimination of 40-foot rear yard setback to build a ramp walkway from the house to the boathouse rooftop deck. We'll have you up in a second. Has everyone had a chance to read through that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Do you want to come up and speak words about it? We've all been through it, so you don't necessarily have to go all the way through it.
Okay.
We'd especially like to hear anything that's not already written down or any other compelling arguments you can make. But if you would, just introduce yourself and your address for the record.
Okay. Jeff Glenn. My wife regrets that she couldn't be here. She's running kids around soccer practice. We live at Jeff and Aaron Glenn. We live at 266 Lakeshore Drive. And petitioning for the walkway today. So I've tried to include most of the things in my intent letter. So we have elderly parents that will likely be moving in with us over the next couple of years. They're in their upper 70s. My father-in-law is handicapped. My mother is not, she has two bad knees. And so they both enjoy the lake. And so we're hopeful that a walkway across would allow them to be able to walk to the top dock and enjoy the lake from the main living floor. We also have stairs going down right now that are also, as stated, also already within the setback from, you know, grandfathered in from previous builder. Those are in need of heavy repair or replacement, and so we'd like to consider trading out those stairs for the walkway to the dock stairs, which would allow us to use the dock stairs as a replacement. And I noted in here that doesn't really seem to be any ordinance about access to the top dock or about stairs to top dock. It seems to be an omission in the ordinances. So I was saying that we could consider this walkway just like the stairs to the top of the dock, right? So maybe not have a variance even. That's pretty much it there.
You can stay up there for a minute.
Okay.
We'll have some questions in this room, sure.
I guess let me start with a couple of questions. I was here for the earlier variances, at least the previous two. The earlier variances were approved. If they weren't approved, would we even be here today? In other words, by their approval, have we created the situation where this variance became even a possibility?
I would say the answer to that question is yes, because without the first variance for the dock, there would be no dock to access.
You indicated that you're more than likely in the next couple of years your parents will move in. I'm just kind of curious, how would they actually get into the house to begin with?
Through the front walkway.
Okay, there's steps going up, so you'll actually have to create ramps there as well, I suspect.
Yeah, correct.
Did you have anything else there to ask?
I have some thoughts, but not questions right now.
Okay. Rand, what do you have?
Nothing right now.
Barbara?
I did have a question, and forgive me, I'm new at this. So I looked at all the drawings, and I looked at everything you submitted, but perhaps my inability is the reason for the question, to read all of the drawings, the architectural drawings. I did have a question. On the ramp, how high, I saw there's foot rails. How high are those? In other words, it's a 4 foot, right, width.
Correct.
Going from what looks like a deck, you said, off the back of the house. Correct. To the top of the dock.
Correct.
And then are foot rails what is coming up from the sides?
The railings, yeah, right.
Okay.
Correct.
And
yeah.
Those how are, high are those?
I think I have them at 36 inches, I think, whatever code, feet. Whatever, 3 feet, yes, ma'am, whatever, oh, whatever code, code is. Right.
Is that what it is, code?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so your thought is that your dad or your mom, whoever might be in a wheelchair, would be able to roll from there. And
correct.
Is there any slope or is it straight across? There's, is it going to be level?
There is slope. They're planning to be ADA. My sister gave me the right thing, but she's in engineering. But it would be ADA compliant.
Okay, but is there slope down?
There is a slope, yes.
So coming back up would be harder?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You said 4 feet, right? Like 16 feet to 12 feet? 16 feet at the deck off the ground and then...
I think it's 13.
12, 8. Yeah, so it's a little over 3.
Oh, but,
it, yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily
but that
mean
doesn't,
that...
Yeah, they're not at the same level necessarily.
Yeah. Taking a look
no,
at...
Yeah, over a distance of 25 feet. Yeah. Is that right? It's
correct.
About 25 feet
correct,
from...
Yeah.
So ADA accessibility requirements for ramps is 1 in 12, roughly about 8%, 7-8%.
Wait a minute. You got to explain that to me.
Oh, for let's say for every 12 inches, 1 inch is the maximum slope ADA accessibility. Now, that pertains to Americans with Disability Act. This single-family residents don't have to comply with ADA rules. This is more an aging in place issue. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I start with my thoughts on this process. But I'm going to kind of continue on. So to answer your question, ADA doesn't necessarily apply here, but standard for commercial is 1 in 12. 1 inch for 12
okay.
inches.
Thank you. I didn't have any other questions. Thank you.
I took my boat over and just took a look at it from the water, what you want to do. I completely understand why you want to do it, completely. I think that would be very advantageous for you, you know, even now, even before you need it for your parents or in-laws or whatever. It's a big ask for us because we've not done anything like this ever in the 12 years or whatever that I've been on this. It's a big ask. And so I also drove around and looked at all the other homes that might want to do something similar, you know, if we approve this. And, so maybe I missed it on here, but what does it look like? What would it look like underneath the walkway, the ramp itself? What's that structurally? Does it look like a roller coaster with, you know, all kinds of,
no,
you know?
Just be two posts from a structure standpoint. It'd be attached at the house, attached on the dock, and then two posts in the center.
Okay.
6x6 posts. Yeah.
So it's, you said it's like 25 feet long?
Correct.
So mm-hmm. it's about 12 feet and then posts and then the rest
correct.
Of the way.
Correct.
And those posts are what are going to be sunk in the concrete, right?
They'd be, to code, right? They'd put the bracket, a J-bolt in the bracket, and sit it on top of the bracket.
Okay.
So yes, there would be a foundation.
Mm-hmm. And then we'd have soft plantings all around the post that kind of pretty up the post and all that stuff, right?
So you have to do anything to the boat dock roof to hold that?
Just opening where the railing is, the existing post, the railing, I would just open that section and it would fit perfectly
so
between
the foundation for the boathouse will hold the additional weight from post to the house, boathouse.
Correct.
So is that at this end here, at the house end of this, is that like a covered deck you've got back there?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions?
Well, first off, I find it admirable. Aging in place is an important thing. Like I said, ADA doesn't actually apply here. This is We have lots and lots of properties with, and the real concern I have here, I moved into our house knowing full well that sometime in the future I was not going to be able to get to my boathouse. Certainly I was not going to be able to get on my boat. In your situation, you know, there is an enclosed screened-in deck area. There's an open deck area. And even around the back, you could have a grass patio area. So there is a way, without too much undue hardship, to have the parents actually enjoy being at Lakeside. I really have serious concerns that we've created this variance because of prior variances. So it doesn't, it even goes counter to all the conditions of a variance approval. We have like 7 conditions, where one of the conditions is that you, it's through no fault of the owners, that the conditions are what they are. Well, here we as a group of party have approved this situation to occur. So I have serious concerns from not meeting, you know, it's getting a little bit too far away from meeting all the conditions for variance approval. We created the conditions for this variance request, and though we talk about not setting precedents, you can't help but think about, you know, the next step. And if Dan decides to create a 300-foot walkway from his house. Yeah, it's going to start looking like the roller coaster world around here. So from my perspective, those are my concerns about that. And I think there are some alternatives for your parents to enjoy the property without the ramps.
My only comment there, George, is that the house was built before, you know, before these setbacks. And so we were kind of, you know, handed where the house was laid on the lot, right? And so that's kind of the only options. I wish the house was further back or what have you for different things. But that's, I mean, that's mainly why we needed some of these variances, right?
But I think in terms of the, you know, when we approved this the last time and we approved the second level, I mean, that's kind of what's causing this. That's what he's saying. You know, if that it was one level, you wouldn't need this. Even if we had approved a variance to build it within 75 feet of the opposite shore, but you had chosen to do one level, you wouldn't need this. So you're needing this because of, I forget the way that one's worded, where it says because of something that you've done yourself. Well, it is something you did yourself. You built the second level, and that's why you need this. So this is tricky. Any comments from the right side of the room?
Not that it hadn't been discussed.
Debate's in 2 hours. You don't have to go political.
I'm just listening.
I'm struggling with it. It's just gonna, I feel like it's gonna open a whole Pandora's box because there's so many homes around the lake that have, and my house isn't a great example because my backyard's so long, but there's so many with steeper backyards that they had to build their little walkway right along the ground level, and then they have to climb the steps. You know, there are a couple where it's so steep that they did run a really short ramp onto their dock, but I think that was all done before us. I don't think, because we haven't seen a variance request like this at all.
Because like Jenny has one, right, in her new place, like a ramp to the top of hers, but it's not attached to the house.
Right.
So, I mean, how does that differ, though, from the...
So to answer that question, basically anything that's attached to your house becomes part of your house, and the setbacks that apply to your house apply to that thing.
Got it.
And that's why this is such a tricky request, because you're eliminating a setback. to the rear property line, which is...
It's really becoming zero.
Right.
Yes.
And we're always like, okay, 40 feet, we can, you know, we'll make small exceptions, but not ever 100%. Mm-hmm. And when we did the side setback, when we considered the side setback over here, and, you know, it was like 3 feet, but they were going up, so it's... a lot. Does anybody want to make a motion? We can make a motion, and if we get a second, we can continue to discuss. Or
I'm not sure I'm completely ready to do that, but I'm not sure why, other than some of the comments that have been made.
Can I ask just one other question? How certain is it that your parents are going to show up?
Well, my mom, she lives right now in an apartment on the first floor, and she's going to be moving in with us probably in the next 3 to 4 years. Yeah.
If, Lee, this is a question to you. If we don't make a motion, kind of dies, it can come back at some time in the future?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this is one of those questions that we're in the middle of looking at our codes anyway. You know, I have no idea whether this is, if there's an appetite for allowing this kind, because I think, Dan, you mentioned this, there are probably other properties that would take advantage of this kind of situation. This isn't the first time I've heard of somebody wanting to do something like this. And so, you know, that may be something that the public wants to have an opportunity to weigh in on when we're going through the code update. It's just that right now, there's no opportunity really for this to take place without a huge ask, to reduce that down to zero. And, but absolutely a request can come back just because he gets, even if it was denied, it's 12 months and then it can come back.
So there's two parts of this for me. My heart is with you because I see the value. I would love to be able to walk out my back deck and walk 25 feet and beyond my top dock.
Yeah.
I would love that. And I would love that for you. But the other part is our responsibility to our ordinances and our job here. So... you know, there are some advantages. I mean, there are some options that aren't nearly as palatable as what you've got here, you know, running longer ramps, you know, parallel to the dock down to the ground, and same thing. I mean, there's probably something you can do there, and I realize that's not nearly as good of a solution. But let me ask you one other thing. Do we have to take an action in order for him to appeal it to City Council? Do we have to?
Yes.
We have to. We can't just... not make a motion.
I think that you need to take an action for him to appeal it. That would be the cleanest thing. I'd have to check the bylaws as to if you just didn't act on it. If it was, there's some language in our code too that I think says if you guys don't act on it within a certain number of days, it's deemed denied. So if you can give me a few minutes, I'll try to pull that code section up and then I can give you a little bit more feedback.
Or, I mean, we could make a motion. So that's kind of weird. Like, we don't really face this. Like, do we make a motion and second it, and then we vote, and then the vote goes to, if we don't vote for it, then the vote goes to City Council?
So if you all,
it
can only be approved if there are three yeses. Or you can move to deny it. I mean, that's an option too. So you make a motion to deny it, second, all in favor, blah. Make a motion to approve it. If it doesn't get three votes in favor, it's considered denied.
So you think either one of those ways, it you could choose to appeal it to City Council?
Correct.
And it could be, you know, it was 2-2, or it was 1-3.
Right.
You know, or we voted, or we made a motion to deny it, and it was 3-1 or whatever.
Whatever it was, yep.
Okay.
Can I ask probably a silly question? Since it's the attachment to the house, what if there was like a 1-inch gap?
Actually, in the way the ordinance is written, it's to the intent of the conditions, I think.
And then we have to start looking at, okay, so there's a provision for an accessory structure that is a freestanding right. deck mm-hmm. with a maximum height of, I think it's 30 inches.
Oh. Okay.
So it's going to get you.
Gotcha.
That 30-inch height limit okay. is going to get you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Curious.
Can I ask another question on the process? So if it were either denied or it were we asked for approval and they didn't get the three, and then it goes to the city council, they then can vote on it up or down? And then when does he appeal?
So the law recently changed a little bit as it relates to appeals pertaining to variances. And just for your benefit, maybe. The mayor and council would be uncommon for them to overturn a denial. I've not seen them do that.
Okay.
I have seen them not uphold. I think we had somebody that was denied with a condition. He appealed it hoping to get out of the condition, and they made it even harder on him. So I wouldn't say that. If it were me, this is just take it for what it's worth. I'm not giving you advice one way or the other. But there has been a legal change, and I'm going to have to review the appeals process piece of this because of that. It went into effect in the last year, okay. and it's kind of a mess. We had to change the code around a state law change that has an impact on quasi-judicial, which is what this is, a variance decision, how those things are handled. So I'm going to have to do some education of myself. We haven't had an appeal come up since that law change.
Well, and the other thing, too, the point you made, I think, is a good one. That is, if your parents aren't going to move for probably 3 or 4 years, the ordinances are going to get redone prior to that.
Right.
So that might shake it all out in some way that would have clarity
right.
for
yeah.
you.
Okay.
I mean, it's at least something that could be discussed with a consultant team that may have experience with other lake communities where they've seen something done that allows this kind of thing. And also, you all would want to think about that. I mean, I know that view is often an issue, and kind of thinking through if you saw this here and you then multiplied out to all the different properties that potentially could avail themselves of the same configuration, you kind of have to think about that. And so, and I don't have an answer to that right now sitting here, whether it's, in the best interest of the community.
And
or
that,
not.
That does actually, that is one huge benefit you have is that this doesn't impact anybody else's view of anything.
Right.
Where in a lot of the other homes, it would be, mm-hmm. it would be impactful to the neighbor's ability to look up the lake.
That it could be the differentiating non-precedent, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, to a point.
Does it provide greater clarity to make a motion to deny or to have a failure of 3 votes for further conversations?
I don't know. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve? And then we'll see if we get a second. And does somebody want to make a motion to deny?
So, like you, it's admirable. I understand you're here. That's why I'm even hesitant. The one that has the most concern, probably, mm-hmm. I'm hesitant to even have a motion to deny.
Yeah.
But to move this forward, mm-hmm. and so that we have some clarity on maybe the practice and the process as we go through the code and the ordinance changes. I make a motion to deny PZV 24-07.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I really want to say I really appreciate the first 2 variances that helped our family out so much, and our home is so awesome now, and the dock is so awesome. So I really appreciate the first two. I was going for three, but it's okay.
Your dock is beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, I remember you needed to leave that little space behind in case we needed to get back there or whatever, and, that's there, and, it's all beautiful, so.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for your time. Is that it?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. All right.
See you again in a number of years.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
right.
Jeff.
Thanks for coming.
Don't forget to grab your
phone. Thanks, Virginia. Okay. This is the zero part that had me.
Can't he span 12 feet with a single? That was killing me. He can't span 12 feet with a single support.
It had two posts.
So he was only spanning.
No, so.
Yeah, the two posts, he was spanning 25 feet. So he'd have in the center, you can't span that far. He would have to have more posts.
Yeah, he'd have to stay within code.
He could use a glue lamp. You know, it's,
even with a 2x12, a 2x12 can only span 10 feet unsupported.
I do want to just say, this is a great conversation. I would recommend it happen off the record.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
I blame the city marshal.
Citizen comments. There being no.